WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. What Tommy Wallace is getting for leaving the superintendent's job with the Bryan School District is now known.
The voluntary separation agreement approved by Wallace and the school board ended his salary September 30th, but he was paid $83,000 for his resignation on that date, and he remains on the district's health insurance plan through the end of this month. The buyout comes from the district's general fund. Wallace also gets a positive letter of reference from the board, describing him as an accomplished leader who's dedicated to children and learning. Two of the 18 points in the agreement address what happens if Wallace and/or the district face legal or administrative proceedings that are currently pending or are filed in the future. The agreement states Wallace intends to withdraw any unidentified claims involving personal embarrassment, mental and physical strain and injury, and damages to his reputation. If he hasn't already done so, Wallace has until next Tuesday to clear out his office and return district property. WTAW News has asked Wallace for comment on the deal, which does not contain any information about what led to his departure. You can read and download the document online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School Board has voted to approve one of two public requests related to the upcoming changes in the boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses. Before the unanimous decision to adopt grandfathering policies as recommended by a 37-member committee, Jeff Harris brought up the ramifications related to high school UIL classifications.
It hurts with a UIL problem under some of these options for CSHS, and it helps with the UIL issue for Consol. Under option three, some of these tolerances on some of these issues are tight, and we're talking about projections and things that we know aren't that precise.
The CSISD board will meet again next Tuesday after requesting the cost of adding buses to reduce the time students are riding to and from school. That was brought up as the board deliberates whether to send students living in the southern part of the district to schools on the north side. Some Texas A&M students received a false code maroon alert yesterday stating there was an emergency on campus and to evacuate buildings. The school has since tweeted stating the messages were sent in error and UPD is investigating the hack. A local teenager who is putting Bryan College Station on the map with her voice paid a visit to Bryan Broadcasting yesterday. Seventeen-year-old Courtney Ramirez sang Mama Knows Best during the first round of NBC's singing competition show, The Voice. After celebrity coaches Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys both wanted Courtney on their team, she had to choose.
My mind was set on Alicia Keys. She's so R&B, that's my genre that I want to do. But in the moment, Miley just kept on saying the right things. She just really believed in me. I could see it.
Courtney's next hurdle is the battle round in which she will compete against one of her Team Miley teammates. The next episode of The Voice airs Monday at 7. And in celebration of Courtney's accomplishment, the city of Bryan is hosting a pep rally on Friday, October 14th. More details are to come on bryantx.gov. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby Airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying train, heating, and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, you'll find the largest selection at the best prices every day. So when they say they're having a sale, they mean it. The Columbus Day sale starts Saturday and runs for 1 week only. Find discounts up to 75% off light fixtures, up to 75% off carpet, tile, and wood floors, and up to 75% off granite remnants. Don't miss the Columbus Day sale at Brazos Valley Floor and Design with even lower prices. Sale starts Saturday. Discount prices vary on selected products. See store for details. All sales final, no returns.
Good morning. It's 7:10. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Want some more information? Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure remains in control of our weather. We'll see sunshine across the area for today. It's going to be another warm day. Our temperature's up close to 90 this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Lows will fall back to about 65 to 70. Sunshine again tomorrow with highs close to 90. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows 65 to 70. The start of the Columbus Day weekend should be good. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny with highs between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in your Aggie football report, Zach Taylor has audio from Connor Lamphere about this weekend's game. Also, the A&M volleyball team swept Arkansas in yesterday's showdown. We'll preview A&M soccer's match against the Missouri Tigers tonight, and we'll look forward to game one of the ALDS as the Rangers face the Blue Jays later today. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Now, even though it was yesterday, you still have an opportunity to celebrate Kale Day if you want to today.
Nah.
Just to make you feel better about yourself. Yeah. All right, so I'm listening to the Fox News, and they're talking about the people in Florida preparing to either stay or go, and the ones who are probably going have already left, and the ones who are staying are, you know, lining up for toilet paper or whatever they do.
Yep.
And they said, you know, the people who are staying are going to top off their gas tanks.
Yeah, where are you driving in the middle of a hurricane?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've decided to stay, then the amount of gas you have should be good, shouldn't
it? Right. That's what I was kind of thinking when I heard that, too.
I mean, even if you stay and it floods and you have a nice full tank of gas because you're prepared, what are you going to do, drive it through the water? You can't do that.
Stick to your commitment, okay?
Yeah.
Say you're going to stay, then stay.
Yeah. Anyway. I just can't imagine staying and just saying, here it goes.
Well, and one more time, and it just happens. And I think about it every time I go someplace that's on the ocean. Why would you have a business there? Can you imagine what your insurance rates are?
Yeah.
And again, generally, if you look at your homeowner's policy in Texas, it hasn't gone down. That's for sure. We were just talking about that the other day. Ours has gone up tremendously. And, you know, part of it is we got people who have losses because of water, not necessarily just on the coastline. Obviously, flooding can happen any place. We had it here,
right?
You know, not that long ago. But that's the way the old insurance world works, is everybody has to pay for everybody's losses, even if you haven't sustained any. And so it really has. It's upped the homeowners insurance rates in Texas are pretty stiff. They are pretty stout. Hello.
Just maybe they're topping off the fuel tanks for the generators, not the cars.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought about that, too.
That could be it. That's true.
But when they said gas tank, I just immediately thought car.
Yeah. Got to do the generator thing, that's for sure. All right, so I don't know. I think this thing about the Galaxy Note 7 was in the news, right? That they tend to smoke and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You need to.
I mean, I think people know about it.
Well, you'd have thought that. But yesterday morning, Southwest Airlines plane had to be evacuated. They're going Louisville to Baltimore because somebody's Samsung Galaxy Note 7 started popping and smoking.
But.
Yeah.
It was one of the replacements.
Was it?
Yep.
Yes.
They said they think it was actually one of the replacements.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Now, I told y'all when I was on the plane a couple weeks ago, they specifically made a statement about Note 7. So not, you know, because everyone, now you can leave your phone on. You just have to turn it on to airplane mode.
Okay.
So you can use your cell phone during takeoff as long as it's on airplane mode. But specific to the Note 7s, they said you must turn off that device entirely for the entire flight. Like, you cannot use it. It must be turned off. And so even, yeah, and Brad, that's what I heard too. It was the replacement.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Green of New Albany told the Louisville Courier Journal that her husband, Brian, was waiting to take off to Baltimore when the Galaxy Note 7 overheated. He called her from another person's phone. Hi, could I borrow your phone? Mine is smoking.
Right.
To tell her what happened. She said her husband's phone was a replacement Galaxy Note 7. You know, it's not going to be a good year for Samsung.
Not at all.
They've already recalled a million of the phones.
The washing machines that are blowing up.
Yeah, and then we had the washing machine a couple of weeks ago.
Can't wait to
that.
See the stock prices.
Yeah. Going to be something. They have received 92 reports of batteries in their smartphones overheating in U.S. America, resulting in 26 instances of burns and 55 property damage, including fires in cars and garages.
The lawsuits alone are just going to...
Yeah. Anyway, well, we'll see. Ugh. They're going to have to roll out a really good product to get people to want to trust them again.
Yeah.
I say that, but you know, there's my Samsung right there. It's about 2.5 feet away.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's like a 2 or something rather than a 7, so I don't have to worry about that. But there we are. Okay, 7:16. Do you miss those days when dining out was fun, when it was delicious, when it was a relaxing experience? Brian Strove feels your pain. Single dad manages a joint called The Deli at Mansion Park in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Have you heard about this? The menu for kids?
No.
He's got 4 signature items on there for the little ones. I don't know, which is a hot dog. I don't care, which is chicken tenders. I'm not hungry, which is a grilled cheese, or I don't want this, which is fish sticks.
That's fantastic.
It really is. All the items come with fries, and the menu was revealed on September the 22nd. It's gone viral on Reddit. In fact, some users are complaining there are other kids' favorites that should be there, like, I hate this, and I'd rather starve.
That's so true.
It is so good.
That reminds me of this place. My friend wanted to open a place called The Best Place in Town. That way, whenever someone comes in, you know, from out of town, They're like, hey, where do you want to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go eat at The Best Place in Town.
Okay, yeah. Well, or, you know, I thought you could always have a company. I was thinking that from an advertising agency standpoint, and you could call it somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who handles your advertising? Somebody else. Well, but who? Well, it's somebody else. Yeah.
It's great.
Right. Yesterday was World Teachers Day. So exactly how much do teachers make in U.S. America? State-by-state data was collected by the National Center for Educational Statistics. Highest paid folks in the Northeast. Well, that's because they have to put up with Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably deserve it because of that.
And their cost of living can tend to be a little upwards.
Here we go. So this is the national average teacher salary at $56,300. $56,300. Now, by state, number one is New York. It's $75,000. That's the average. Massachusetts, $73,000. D.C., $71,000. Okay, tell me, would you want to be teaching there? And about 70,000 for California and Connecticut as well. On the lowest end, the lowest is South Dakota at $39,000. So that's a fairly significant difference between New York and South Dakota. Mississippi in at $41,000. Then number 3 is Oklahoma. Number 4 is North Carolina. And number 5 is West Virginia from the bottom. For Texas part, $48,100 in Texas. So we're in the lower third. Those numbers go. But, man. $75,000 and having to live in New York. I'm not sure that'd be
tough.
Enough fun.
Hard pass.
Don't think I necessarily would want to do that. All right, so a device that can read people's emotions by bouncing wireless signals off their bodies is a thing that does now exist. The setup is called the EQ radio. It analyzes the signal reflected off a subject's body to monitor both breathing and heartbeat. These clues that they get are commonly used to detect a person's emotions, but it typically requires hooking up to a device. Now, wirelessly, they're doing it at MIT. Do you think they stand there and point it out the window at people walking by, you know, just to kind of get a reading, just to see?
That person looks happy.
How do they look?
The deal is it's 87% accurate is what they're telling
you. Wow.
So I still don't buy it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
maybe I buy it, but I don't want it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the other thing is, do you really want to know that?
No.
We talked about something like that earlier this week, I think, with like phones that were going to do that.
Right.
And they're working on the technology.
This may be the technology that does that. Because the other thing is, you know, if you're having a bad day, quite often people will just say, I'm going to snap out of it. I'm going to change. All right. So quit telling me that I'm not feeling good. All right. Good.
That's like telling somebody who's upset to calm down. It's just not going to work. You get the opposite effect. You're feeling sad.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I also saw that it's National Poetry Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe I'll...
You want to do it? Are you a poet?
No.
Do that? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, if you decide you want to do that. All right, so do we want to go to the clown thing? Because, I mean, I know you did your
bit of info.
Info was about that today. And what I went to look at is why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why are we doing this whole clown panic thing? And there's good news and bad news, according to at least one report. The good news is, according to one expert, the sightings, many without any evidence at all, that are fueling today's clown panic, are likely to die down within a few weeks before fading into being just a historical footnote. That's the good news. The bad news is it will come back. It may not be next year, maybe the year after that or the year after that, but it will come back. This, according to a guy named Benjamin Radford, who is an author of a book called Bad Clowns. Speaking to people, he breaks down this whole sighting thing in the recent weeks, everywhere from, well, coast to coast now. He explains why the sightings have multiplied, why they attract such interest, and what's likely to happen next. One thing that worries him is the case, in this case, is the chance that there could be the overreaction, which is what you talked about, Brad. There's fight or flight.
It's dangerous.
Flight's one thing. Fight would be something else. And, you know, they have reports of people who have just fired shots into the woods because there was supposed to be a clown in there.
Ugh.
Well, that's really not, again.
No, yeah, not safe.
Not the thing to be doing.
You know, the people I feel the worst for are actual professional clowns. I mean, what about some guy who's just going to a kid's birthday party.
Sure.
He got
exactly.
hired, you know, and he's driving his car and the cops pull him over. He's like, oh, you're one of the clowns.
Actually, he said they traced this back decades. Back into the 80s, there were reports of phantom clowns trying to lure and abduct children, which is how this
creepy.
Thing started. And he said what that does is, you know, you end up with this classic story, and then it spreads. And just because it's in the media, obviously, doesn't mean it's true. But then we get the stalker clowns and all that sort of stuff.
Well, and now what's happening is people are using social media. So this kid in Waco was arrested. A 14-year-old Waco high school freshman confessed to making a Facebook account with a creepy clown, and he was threatening to kill people at two of the high schools.
Yep.
Huh.
And so they've charged him with making – they found him. They found out who he was and charged with making a terroristic threat, and now police are trying to find out if he's behind threats to other school districts.
Now, one of the things that this guy Radford says is he thinks that these sightings tend to happen during times of social uncertainty. He says America is once again in the middle of social anxiety. Come on! I mean, with the social media that we have now, there's always anxiety out there. I mean, if that's what you want to go ahead and glom onto, fine. But I don't necessarily go with that thing.
I don't think it's social anxiety so much as it's the same people who have gotten Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on the ticket for president.
Look who we've got.
Yeah, we just had a texter text in a picture. It looks like a sign outside of a business or something. It says, if attacked by a mob of clowns, go for the juggler.
Oh, very nice. I like that. Very good.
And then another texter just said, the clown thing is all Stephen King's fault. He should have never written it.
Which was a creepy book. Okay, Chelsea, they're texting us. How could they do that if they wanted to?
Yeah, if you want to join in on the text conversation, you can just text us at 979-695-1620. Make sure you use the area code 979-695-1620.
Okay, and if you want to call us, then just do it without the area code.
I think you can still use the area code.
All right, so here, let's wash our ears out with this. How about the alluring aroma of a freshly opened Apple product? That's right, a company called 12 South, which specializes in selling Mac accessories, now offers a candle featuring the fragrance of a new Mac. Yes, the candle smells just like your Apple MacBook.
The perfect Christmas gift for your tech nerd.
That's right.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you can't afford that, you can afford the... Because the candle's only $24.
Oh, okay. I'll take two.
I couldn't buy you a MacBook, but here, you can smell like you have one.
The latest MacBook starts at $12.99, okay? So you get the candle for $24. That works out a whole lot
better. That's awesome.
And you can impress people without actually having to spend that much money, you know? They walk into your house, it smells like a brand new Mac, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's in the room in the back.
Yeah, it's back there. I just keep it back there.
It's brand new.
You're not allowed to see it.
Yeah. Only my really good friends get to see it.
I'm still setting it up.
Yeah. But that's it. They're telling us that they did give us the ingredients.
So oh, okay.
They did give the ingredients. It has just a hint of mint and peach and basil and lavender and mandarin and sage.
Mm, I mean, that sounds like it would smell good.
Sure. all mixed in soy wax. And so there you go. That's
interesting.
And again, you know, a few years ago we had the cologne that smelled like dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it did. It smelled like dirt. It was really interesting. And grass and pink bubble gum.
And Play-Doh.
And Play-Doh. We had all of those. So you can do that.
But, and then there's the candle that smells like Donald Trump, too.
Exactly. So.
You remember that?
Benghazi
attacks. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The mere phrase invokes strong feelings and produces many different versions of the story. But if you want a firsthand account separate from political or media bias, then attend the MSC Scona presentation of 13 Hours, the inside story of the Benghazi attacks, presented by Mr. Chris Tonto Peronto, who was on the ground that night and presents a firsthand account of what actually happened. It's Thursday, October 6th, 6 p.m. at Rudder Auditorium. TAMU student tickets $5 and $8 for the public. Don't miss this lecture.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, it's still going to be kind of warm today. We do have a wind shift, which is going to make it more pleasant as we head on toward the weekend. High today, about 90 degrees, and we do have a 30% chance of showers. Obviously, there's some heavy fog out there right now, so be aware of that and spend a little extra time getting to where you need to. 69 is a low temperature tonight. Then mostly sunny skies headed all the way through the weekend. The high tomorrow will be 90. On Saturday, we're looking at 86, and on Sunday, 84. The good news is that the winds shift around on Friday, so that Friday night's about 65 for a low, Saturday night around 61, and Sunday night they're calling for a low of 57. So we kind of get that cool weather back after going through this stuff earlier, what we're going through this part of the week. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 6. Again, the fog out there, so be aware of that. And we've got 74 degrees out there.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last month, the Smithsonian opened the National Museum of African American History and Culture on the Washington Mall. But there's something missing, or rather someone. According to The Hill, Justice Clarence Thomas, now approaching his 25th year on the Supreme Court, is ignored on purpose. There's only one passing reference to him, and it's negative. There's no mention of Justice Thomas' significant court contributions or his inspirational life story. Now, liberals run the Smithsonian, and when it comes to matters of race, liberals' words never match their deeds, even beyond this petty display of intolerance and disrespect toward Justice Thomas. 8 years into Obama's term, unemployment is rampant in African-American communities. In liberal-run cities, cops and citizens are becoming enemies. Riots have engulfed Ferguson, Baltimore, Minneapolis, and most recently Charlotte. Kids are trapped in horrible schools. The hope that was promised 8 years ago turned into hopelessness. There has been change, but it's been for the worst. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, who once called African-American youth super predators, now panders to them, claiming she carries hot sauce in her bag. Liberals always shift the blame. They called Romney a racist. Before that, it was Bush, the other Bush, then Dole. Now Hillary claims it's Trump. But the real threat to African-Americans is the disrespectful status quo from liberal politicians. Hadn't changed in 50 years. Let's see an exhibit about that in the new museum.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
One of the largest internet companies confirmed a data breach affecting at least 500 million accounts. It's one of the biggest breaches of all time. Stolen information included usernames, passwords, phone numbers, birth dates, and emails. According to a 2016 Javelin report, 32.1 million people were notified of a data breach in 2015. If you are notified of a breach, you are 7 times more likely to be a victim of identity fraud than those who are not notified. Now, while no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions with all businesses, with LifeLock, you have the best protection against this. Join and you'll get a special 15% discount. Visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15 to receive a 15% off discount. The offer ends October 30th. Or you can call 800-440-4833. 800-440-4833. Offer code RUSH15.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station school board members want one more report before starting the final consideration of changing boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses. That's the cost of adding buses to reduce the time students are riding to and from school. Michael Wesson noted out of the district's 55 bus routes, some involve making stops at 3 campuses.
What would it take for us to lose the 3 school routes? And where are those 3 school routes dropping off, I guess? So it's clear, right? So Peach Creek, Williams Creek are 3 schools. Nantucket's a 3 school. Indian Lakes is a 3 school. It'd be worth just knowing what our options might be in order to reduce those times.
Final action could take place next Tuesday. During this week's discussion, the board voted unanimously to adopt grandfathering recommendations by their citizens committee. The Bryan School District has released the voluntary separation agreement approved by the school board and former superintendent Tommy Wallace.
The agreement does not contain any information of what led to the deal. WTAW News has asked Wallace for comment about the agreement, which you can read and download the document online at WTAW.com. Wallace is under contract through the end of June 2019. His salary stopped as of the end of September. His health insurance continues through the end of this month. And for leaving September 30th, Wallace received a check for an additional $83,000, which comes from the district's general fund. The district cannot comment whether Wallace's individual or family insurance due to federal privacy laws. The cost of the additional month of coverage was also not released. Wallace also gets a positive letter of reference from the board describing him as an accomplished leader who's dedicated to children and learning. If he hasn't already done so, Wallace has until next Tuesday to clear out his office and return district property. District official did not know if the property's been returned and would not comment if Wallace has vacated the office. In return, Wallace agrees to provide assistance to and cooperate with the district in response to or in defense of any demand, claim, complaint, suit, action, or legal proceeding arising from anything that alleged to have occurred while Wallace was employed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Some Texas A&M students received a false code maroon alert yesterday stating there was an emergency on campus and to evacuate the buildings. Fox 34 in Lubbock reports this also happened at Texas Tech, UT, Texas State, and Baylor. The schools have since said on Twitter the alerts were sent in error, and it is believed to be a message originated from Lone Star College. A&M tweeted that UPD is aware of the hack and is investigating. Governor Abbott lays the groundwork for a school choice voucher program.
Governor Abbott spelled out his position on school choice while attending the Texas Charter School Conference.
It's your tax dollars. They are your kids. It should be your choice where you send your kids to school in the state of Texas.
The governor was joined by former tennis star Andre Agassi, who's teamed up with financier Bobby Turner to get into the charter business.
He pitched a guy that's not an operator, not an educator, on how we can really scale this on a national level. And long story short, we built our 69th school, 11th here in Texas, and a lot more to come.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The state has carried out its first execution since April. 58-year-old Barney Fuller Jr. had asked all appeals in his case be dropped. He was put to death for killing neighbors Nathan and Annette Copeland in their Lovelady home in Houston County during a shooting rampage in 2003.
The Copeland's 14-year-old son was shot twice but survived, along with his 10-year-old sister who hid in a bedroom closet.
Texas prison spokesman Robert Hurst says Fuller did not make a last statement and there were no witnesses on his behalf. The Copeland children, now adults, were there. The execution was the seventh of the year. There have been seven stays this year, and other inmates have had their dates moved or withdrawn. One Bryan native is trying to make it big out in Hollywood, but she had the time to stop in at Bryan Broadcasting yesterday. 17-year-old Courtney Ramirez began her journey on NBC's The Voice back in January.
In Houston, at the Minute Maid Baseball Park, there was about maybe 7,000 people there, and I had to stand outside. Like, the line was wrapped around the whole stadium. It was insane.
But cut after cut, Courtney advanced through the competition until she found herself on stage with hopes of convincing Blake Shelton, Alicia Keys, Miley Cyrus, or Adam Levine to choose her for their team. Courtney's performance of Mama Knows Best caught the attention of Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys. In the end, Courtney chose to be on Team Miley.
She is such a loving and fun person. She knows her music. Like, she knows how to work around all different genres.
In celebration of Courtney's success, the city of Bryan is hosting an event in downtown on Friday, October 14th. Look for more details online at bryantx.gov. The next episode of The Voice airs Monday at 7 p.m. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's about 7:40. It's the Infomaniacs on WTAW, and it's weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly to mostly sunny weather across the area for today. We'll look for temperatures to move up close to 90 degrees this afternoon. High pressure in control tonight. Skies are going to be clear. We'll fall back to 65 to 70. Sunshine hangs around through tomorrow. Temperatures close to 90 during the afternoon. It'll be clear tomorrow night, a low of 65 to 70. Saturday, lots of sunshine. Our temperature Saturday afternoon between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, we'll preview the A&M soccer match against the Missouri Tigers tonight. Jasmine Babers got her 1,000th career kill as the A&M volleyball team swept Arkansas yesterday. And game one of the American League Division Series is later today when the Rangers face the Blue Jays. We'll take a look forward at that. And all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so maybe you don't have one of those Galaxy 7 phones that smokes and explodes, and maybe you don't have one of the washers from those people, but here's what Samsung's going to try to do now. They think that you can do better than Siri, okay? Siri is just, or Clive, is that what you're calling yours? Because it's an Australian guy.
Sure, we can go with Clive.
All right, your assistant system, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Samsung has decided that they are going to buy Viv, V-I-V.
Okay.
This is a basic artificial intelligence and assistant system that was co-founded by the folks who created Siri, which was acquired by Apple back in 2010. They left Apple in the years after the acquisition, and they founded Viv in 2012. Pricing information is not available yet, but Viv has been billed as a more, well, powerful version of Siri.
So
okay.
does Viv give you a warning before your phone explodes?
You know, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Does Viv go, I'm starting to feel very warm here.
I'm starting to have a hot flash.
Yeah, exactly. Viv may be super powerful, but you have to have a Samsung to use it.
Yeah.
This feels like menopause.
Yeah. My phone's not old enough for this. I don't understand. Anyway, so that's what they're going to try to roll out and make you feel like it's going to be just wonderful. But that's the other question, is just how do you feel? Because sometimes you might feel hot or cold, even though your phone might be the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are many places where you work with other people and you get into thermostat battles and you're too hot or you're too cold, and sometimes you're all that way at the same time. People you like fine, they just happen to be more warm-natured than you are. So what are you supposed to do? Some interesting research now shows that regardless of the fluctuations in the air temperature, if you're, I wonder if Mr. Downs is listening.
I know.
If you're,
because I can give you some tips.
Yeah, if your feet are comfy, then you're comfy.
Ooh.
Okay, so lay that one on Mr. Downs this morning if he happens to say something to you. Hello.
Okay.
Boy, that folks at Samsung, they're really bringing new meaning to the phrase blowing up my phone, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's great.
Free comedy.
The jokes are great.
Yeah,
awesome. We're still getting clown text messages.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Anything new and different?
We got one that said, don't let these phony clown sightings distract us from the real enemy, mimes.
Just because they are. They're so silent they can sneak up on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the deal. If in fact, your feet are not comfortable, then you can do something about it. The key to comfort may, in fact, be your footwear or lack of it. For example, if a woman wears open, strappy sandals in an air-conditioned office, she's more likely to say she feels cold. If men wear heavy wool socks, no.
In Texas?
Who's doing that? Yeah.
Again, and leather shoes, then their feet get hot, then they're likely to say they're warm all over. The answer is to do what is necessary to regulate the temperature of your feet. So there, just tell that to Mr. Downs when he gets on you.
The problem is I usually am cold and I have no shoes on.
Well,
so it's
okay.
Really my fault.
Hello.
I used to work in an office. It was
probably only about 15 by 20 with one other person. She sat with a portable heater under her desk in the summertime.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I would have to get up and walk outside to cool off.
See, okay.
Terrible.
Okay, I have a space heater, but I am in a room by myself, and it affects no others.
Yeah, I got
it. It heated the entire room in the in July and August.
Yeah, that's tough.
And so, How long did you share this space with this other person?
Probably about 6 months, and I would tell her, you have to turn that down. I am dying.
Did you quit because of the heater?
She would turn it off for a little while. The room would cool down to about 85, and
oh
she would
God.
Crank it back up again.
Wow. Should have gotten her some wool socks for Christmas.
Yeah.
Hello.
Blanket.
Hello.
Hey. We make a pretty good living off of these thermostat calls.
Yeah.
Don't be giving away no secrets.
All right. Okay. All right. Now you're going to meddling, right?
That's
well, that's
funny.
Why they lock them up. I mean, they do. Here, because this is a big system, because we're in a big building, we have air handlers, which just move the air differently. But
it's true. If you can keep your, because coming from someone who lived in a very cold place for a year, if you can keep your feet warm and your hands warm, I find that that is the key. Because when you start getting, I heard somebody talking about it just the other day, when your hands get so cold that when you try to text message, it slows down your thumbs.
See, that's it. What is the tipping point? What is it that makes it so, I have got to put my foot down. We've got to change the circumstances.
Yeah.
I can't operate under these conditions.
I cannot text at the rate that I want to.
When you try to bend your hand and the knuckles hurt, it might be a little too cold.
Okay, wait. I see a marketing option here for Samsung.
Ooh.
If your hands are cold, just get one of those things and clasp them together and they'll be warm in no time.
It'll explode right in your hand.
Is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Howdy, Ags. This is Michelle at Texas Country Catering. It's time to think about scheduling your holiday parties. Here at Texas Country Catering, we can take your gathering to another level with our made-from-scratch foods. Our food is homemade from our Czech family recipes. Call me now at 979-229-1709. Again, that's 979-229-1709. Or go to our website at texascountrycatering.com. From large banquets to small family gatherings, my family is ready to serve you the food that is truly a step above.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you talk with the CEO of a Fortune 100 company, you expect the topic to be about business, not about parenting. But raising children is exactly the conversation I had with the CEO of one of the largest and most successful companies in the United States. His comments surprised me. He sees a direct correlation between the job parents do at home and his company's ability to succeed. He says that one of his biggest challenges is the number of new hires that come through the doors every year who are not prepared to live an independent adult life. In his opinion, most of the young adults entering the workforce behave like they're still adolescents. Even at work, they expect someone to fill the role their mom and dad once held by catering to their every whim and need. In fact, this CEO told me that so many new employees suffer from that level of immaturity that his company started a program that's now required for every new hire. It's like a boot camp for adulthood. The staff members aren't taught sophisticated business principles. They're taught the basics of responsibility and how to stand on their own two feet. lessons they should have learned while they were at home with their parents. Mom and Dad, when you equip them with wings and prepare them to fly on their own, they'll be much more successful and productive. And who knows, even the CEO may thank you. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M, but Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Well, game day inches closer and closer, and with your Aggie football report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
Well, it's a big game at Kyle Field this Saturday as the 8th-ranked Aggies play host to the 9th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. Now, the Vols boast one of the best defensive lines in the SEC, led by junior defensive end Derek Barnett. Aggie offensive lineman Connor Lanfear was asked about the tall task of blocking a guy like Barnett, and he says he faces pretty good competition every day in practice.
Oh, it helps us greatly. I mean, in my personal opinion, and I haven't met another person who disagrees with me, Miles Garrett's the best defensive end in the country. So, and Day-Day is right there with him. So getting a hit against those two guys every day really helps us prepare for a matchup like that.
Now, Day-Day, of course, being senior defensive end Deshaun Hall, who's coming off a performance that earned him SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week honors. Kickoff against the Volunteers is Saturday at 2:30. Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. And don't forget, ESPN's College Game Day will be in town for the action for the fifth time. They start their broadcast at 8 a.m. Elsewhere in college football, the University of Texas president sent a statement of support Wednesday for beleaguered football coach Charlie Strong ahead of the Longhorns rivalry game against Oklahoma. Strong is 13-16 in three seasons and under pressure to turn things around. Meanwhile, in Waco, Baylor University moved quickly to replace its resigned Title IX coordinator, naming her senior deputy as her successor. In a statement, the university announced the promotion Wednesday of Kristen Tucker, the senior deputy Title IX coordinator at the school, to succeed Patty Crawford in the role, enforcing the federal standards meant to prevent discrimination based on gender. Crawford resigned on Tuesday. In Texas A&M soccer, the Aggies return to action tonight as they host the Missouri Tigers at 6:30 p.m. at Ellis Field. Junior Haley Pounds ranks 8th in the league with 16 points and 6 goals. Senior goalkeeper Danielle Rice leads the SEC in shutouts with 5 and ranks 2nd in goals against average and 4th in save percentage. The Aggies' current injury-induced 3-game losing streak includes defeats at Vanderbilt and Alabama with 4 starters out of action and a 1-0 home loss to South Carolina last Thursday with 3 starters unavailable. Texas A&M is looking to avoid the first four-match losing streak in school history. The Aggs take on the Tigers tonight at 6:30, pregame's at 6:15, and you can catch the game on Willie 1550 AM. In volleyball, A&M completed its first sweep in the all-time series against Arkansas at Barnhill Arena. Aggie senior middle blocker Jasmine Babers had the match-winning kill, giving her 10 for the match and over 1,000 for her career. Babers also had four blocks to give her 485 for her career, moving her into fourth place in the Texas A&M career records. In the NFL, the Cowboys have placed left guard Lyle Collins on injured reserve following surgery for ligament damage to his right big toe. Collins will be eligible to return after 8 weeks, but coach Jason Garrett said Wednesday it was too early to tell whether Collins could do that. The Cowboys face the Bengals Sunday, October 9th at Jerry World at 3:25 p.m. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans have placed defensive end Devin Still on the injured reserve with a foot injury that required surgery. Houston signed defensive end Brandon Dunn to take Still's spot on the roster. The 3-1 Texans take on the undefeated Vikings Sunday, October 9th at 12 p.m. at U.S. Bank Stadium, and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. In Arizona, Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says quarterback Carson Palmer remains in the concussion protocol and has not been cleared to play when they face the 49ers tonight. That means backup Drew Stanton will make the 13th start of his 10-year NFL career. Stanton hasn't started since 2014 when he was 5-3 after Palmer went down with shoulder and knee injuries. Arizona takes on San Francisco tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball, there was Jose Bautista's emphatic bat flip after his tie-breaking homer in the ALDS clinching game last October, then Rougned Odor's punch in May that ignited a bench-clearing brawl the last time the Texas Rangers and Toronto Blue Jays played. Now comes the rematch in another AL Division series. The Blue Jays were back at the Rangers ballpark for a short workout Wednesday ahead of Thursday's game. All-star left-hander Cole Hamels will start the AL Division series opener for the Texas Rangers against the Blue Jays. Yu Darvish starts in Game 2 on Friday, his first career ALDS start. Game 1 of the division series is today at 3:38 p.m. at Global Life Park, and you can catch that one on The Zone as well. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegwert Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Is your farm equipment in need of service or repair? Lance and his crew are experts at repairing and refurbishing trailers, including electrical, and offer welding services for farm equipment. And Wegwert Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no-hassle prices. Ask about this month's special on row balers. Wegwert Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, or visit WegwertInc.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the tough, adventure-filled 2017 Toyota Tundra. Go camping, fishing, and enjoy the great outdoors in the always fun, fully capable Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
News Talk 1620 WTW is a couple of minutes till. So I'm kind of jazzed about this idea that Samsung's going to ramp it up a little bit.
Oh,
with
yeah?
A Siri on steroids, so to speak. See how that works
do
out.
Do you
for
even
him.
Use your personal assistant?
No, I don't. I don't think. This is like a Samsung Galaxy One. I don't even know if it has one of those or not. All right, so how's this? This has probably happened before, but I'm not sure. Vermont State Police say a cow was on the wrong end of a run-in with a milk truck. The cow was killed by a milk truck.
What are the odds?
I know. Really?
Ironic.
I guess so. I mean, you're basically done in by your own bodily juices.
Hoisted
is that it?
By your own batard.
I know that. Yeah. Oh, listen to you. Oh. Wow. All right. So anyway, happened in Vermont. We'll see.
I feel like if it were to happen, it would be in Vermont, though.
Yeah, that's probably right. Because after all, we don't let that happen in Texas. We take care of them before they get to the road.
That's right.
All right, look for a pretty good day today as far as the weather is concerned. The good news is we're going to have a wind shift, and so this weekend it'll be cool once again at night, calling for 65 for a low on Friday night, 61 on Saturday, and 57 on Sunday. Woohoo! So we'll look for that.